Mother and son strolled through an orchard, designed and carefully nurtured by Pye Grant. Artificial birdsong filled the air. No real birds sing on Saturn.
I don't have to tell you how proud I am, Rowena said.
Young Avon, who was now 15 Earth years, said nothing.
You are being given every opportunity, his mother continued. A fine education, a settled, secure environment.
And a parallel education from you?
Rowena smiled at the interjection. I trust you will put it to good use.
Avon shrugged. Rowena, detecting an air of rebellion in the sullen youth, said,
Never forget. Never forgive. Promise me that.
Avon's sad, dark eyes scrutinized her carefully. Tell me why, he asked. She took him by the shoulders and held him like a lover.
They killed your father, and they must pay. They toyed with him, hunted him down like an animal, and then they destroyed him.
We all have to die, her son whispered. Rowena held him away from her and looked into the familiar eyes that haunted her with memories.
I have nothing else to live for, she said. There isn't anything else in the universe that I can bring myself to care about.
Ker Avon shrugged himself free of her grasp. I could contradict you, he said, an ironic smile playing at the corners of his mouth. But I won't. They walked on through the aisle of fruit trees, a breeze ruffling their clothing and hair. There's no purpose to life, Avon said. It's just a tiresome journey towards death. I rather wish I had never been born. Rowena was momentarily stunned by the remark.
You have one important purpose, she said, finally.
Her son treated her to a rare, dazzling smile. For the second time, I ask you, why?
You remind me so much of him, Rowena said, striving to contain her emotion.
But I'm not him, and I never will be. Oh, I'll complete the task you have set me. I'll be the instrument of your terrible revenge, he laughed. I'll kill Gross and Rice for you. Then what? Rowena said nothing. There was nothing she could say. Avon listened to the non-existent birds. I have no hatred for the Federation, he said. I am indifferent. Of course, I will try to avoid the pain it is capable of inflicting, and I'll enjoy the privileges I am afforded. What I would really prefer... He hesitated. I would prefer to be alone. It's a kind of hell to be a part of the human race. Rowena felt anger welling up inside her.
As long as Grant lives, she said, I can have everything the Federation has to offer. So can you. When he dies, his protection dies with him. Don't imagine that we have no enemies. Envy of success and wealth ensure that we have many. It's possible that your true identity will be discovered, and that knowledge may be used against us. It's a regrettable trait of Earthlings that the higher you go, the greater the number of those who desire to bring you down.
I very much doubt that the sins of my father will be visited on me, Avon said quietly. I have too much to offer our Federation overlords. Remember, I'm not only your child, but also a child of the regime. Besides, Makarov was right. Rogue Avon does not feature largely in the Federation memory. He couldn't cope with a system, so the system destroyed him. It seems logical.
I won't rest until Rice and Pelgros have paid my price, Rowena said fiercely.
Avon eyed her coolly. Mother, I think you are quite mad. She struck him a stinging blow across the face. He stepped back, his eyes narrowing, his stance tight with menace. The moment passed quickly, but Rowena, recognizing her vulnerability to his anger, made no move towards her son. Instead, he came to her. I'm sorry, he said, but she wasn't sure if he meant it. Then he smiled, You may count the earth days that Rice and Pellgross have left, but you must understand that I don't consider I owe you anything. I make a present to you of their deaths." He walked away from her and leaned against an apple tree. The leaves of its branches shadowed his face. "When it's all over," he continued, "I don't expect I'll ever see you again." Rowena turned away, tears in her eyes. When she looked back, Avon had gone. Only the breeze remained.